there we go. The two boys from up north. The Music Box Band's there. And Mary's from Dunlow. 27 minutes away from 3 o'clock on this rather nostalgic and indeed sad, sentimental Saturday afternoon. And let's hope that you're enjoying the music. And indeed, we're looking back and reminiscing over the past 7 years of radio in County Meath. Now, we mentioned a couple of people there earlier on. Still, I've been trying to remember. There's been so many of them that have been in and out of my life for the past 7 years. I sometimes forget about them, but I know they're all out there. I'm sure a lot of them will be listening in today. Now, nice card coming in from the Harper family within the Phillips. Thank you indeed. Nice New Year card. We must at this stage mention, although I know that she's not listening in, Kathy Gaynor from Rockley Road. Kathy's away in her union at the moment. But I know her heart is breaking at this stage. She can't be here listening in because she has been an avid listener and an avid fan of the family for 7 years or so. So just if our relations are listening in, tell her that we did give her mention and we are remembering her on this rather sad day. Who else would we give a mention to? Phyllis Riley and Jack Allen, another listener for many, many years right now, and indeed all the contributors to a program competition down through the years. Lots more to mention, just a short while, but right now back to music.
I wonder today,
program here in County Meath the past 7 years, so particularly where sport is concerned, Martin's a true Meath team fan. I want to thank us all for the great work we've done, particularly during the All-Ireland in the past year, and hope that Meath team will bring us the same, jubilation next year with winning three in a row. Let's hope so, and to his wife, Teresa, wants to say hello to her mum and dad and his son and all the family and wish them all a very, very happy and prosperous 1989. Also, a dedication for Teresa Woodward from Slane, 21 next Wednesday, having a big party in St. Castle, I believe, Teresa. Best wishes to you with lots of love, Manchie Bridie, and also for Margaret and Teresa and Nancy and Aunt Maureen England and all your cousins. I think that's the best way to fit you all in. Back with music from the Cascades.
Care about us.
Patty Riley, my lovely rose up here. 15 minutes away from 3. Just 15 minutes left on this, the last day of local radio in Canton. Well, the calls have been coming in. The people have even been coming in as well. People who have been, well, popping in and out to us for the past 7 years or thereabouts. And, well, a lot of them with tears in their eyes and saying, you know, it's the end of an era. It's the end of something very, very special. And you know it is, because Monday morning, or even tomorrow morning, we're able to turn on our radios and just expect to find, you know, what we've been used to there for the last 7 years. But it won't, it really won't. I know myself. I mean, what am I going to listen to? The old tapes and records will have to come out again, and all the cassette players start working. Oh, well, there you go. These things do happen. Now let's see if there's anybody else to give a message to. Nice card coming in from May and Rodney and all the Reds up in Gallowcross. Good afternoon to you. Thank you for your very nice card. Keep for all your contributions to the programme and to the radio indeed down through the years. Let's see, we mentioned Kathy and Kel, very important listener indeed she has been over the years. Also a very special mention for Imelda and Paddy, two very special and important people. And indeed, if it weren't for radio, I wouldn't know them. I can guarantee you that. 14 minutes away from 3, and well, this time, 1 minute.
When you are here,
ago with a few brothers, Davy Arthur, when you were sweet 16. Amazing, indeed, Jeff. Talking about birthdays and ages, how many people we have paid requests and dedication for down through the years. Some children were really born around 1981, and ever since then we've been paying requests for them. Anniversary greetings for other people who got married on special days, etc. And radio was very much indeed a part of all our lives in County Meath. Remember back to the January the 8th of 1982, the year it snowed and snowed and snowed. And we were all blocked in our homes, and indeed, if it wasn't for radio in County Meath at that particular time, a lot of people wouldn't probably have got through it. Have got information like they got, etc. Everything else was blocked off, and if it wasn't, as I said, for the radio back then, well, things might well have been different, and well, they always remember us for that. They really do. And as I said, if it wasn't for the radio, things might have been different for a lot of people. Somebody else I want to give a mention to is, of course, Nick Butler, who was also a colleague of mine for many, well, indeed, for almost 7 years, in fact, six and a half thereabouts. A special good afternoon to you. And of course, Anthony Dean. Happy New Year to you all. Who else is in the radio with us? I have. So much has been happening. I'm forgetting half of those very important people who were around for such a long, long time. To some of our advertising staff, in fact, to Eilish, who was with us from more or less day one, to Geraldine, to Thelma, and indeed to Anne, who were always indeed very good to us. And if we hadn't advertising staff, well, we wouldn't have been able to exist at all. So, special good afternoon to you four ladies, and indeed to the very best of luck for 1989. There probably was a couple more in between, but they as such, well, were the most important. Now then, here's one from Ian Corrigan, taking us closer to 3 o'clock and to close down time. I hate goodbye. The sounds of Ian Corrigan and I Hate Goodbyes. Well, goodbyes do come difficult at times, and this is one of the most difficult times that indeed I know of, because of such radio has been part of my life for such a long time right now, and indeed I know for a lot of our listeners out there too. A couple more people that we want to give a mention to. Sally Dunphy just gave us a nice call. Thank you, Sally, for that. And also a nice card coming from Josephine Farley and the whole family out in Farthestown. I know Josephine is going to miss the radio. And thank you for all your kind words, etc. I beg your pardon, and your wishes for us for 1989. few more people I wonder if you remember from the early days of radio. There was Dave Scott, remember him? Oh yeah, big guy he was. Frank Mitchell, whom I'm sure a lot of you see regularly now on Ulster Television. Up north, of course, Frank was the presenter with alongside me back in the early days. And indeed also Tony Farley. People from the early days of radio in Cantonese. Names I'm sure that you out there will also remember from time to time. The last farewell. Well, this in fact is the last farewell from Bourneside Radio, at least temporarily. That's me looking on the bright side of things, and I do sincerely hope that some stage during 1989, or who knows, even maybe 1990, that I will be back with you. My thanks to you all for, well, for the last 2 hours, of course. My thanks to Yvonne McDonald, Managing Director of Bourneside Radio, all the current present-day staff of the radio station, well, for putting up with the past 7 or 8 months thereabouts. It's been rather enjoyable working here. And, well, as I said, we look forward to the future too. All you out there, the listeners, the most important and special people who made, well, my stay on radio very, very enjoyable. If it wasn't for you, for your requests, for your dedications, well, what point would it have been for my being here? I know the program is popular. You're going to miss the music. Indeed, so am I too. To you all, to our advertisers who have kept us here, kept us in a job, well, you were also very, very important and very special. And we do hope that we can look forward to having your support when we're back with you once again. Till we meet again on the airwaves, wherever it may be, whenever it may be, from Tina Addison, fond farewell.
I have loved you dearly, more dearly than the spoken word. I have loved you dear, more dearly than the spoken word. hear you.